I'm interested in conducting a simple, not so scientific experiment. Tonight I caught a glance at my reflection and I realized that I have had a habit of keeping my eyes only lazily open. At just about any time of the day, someone could look at me and look at my face and look at my eyes and wonder whether or not I'm about to fall asleep. I know that my eyes are capable of opening more fully. I'm not going to strain them, but I'm going to experiment, let's say over the next 24 hours, experiment with being more wide-eyed, opening my eyes. And I will report back how I feel and what happens. Like I say, I feel as though I have something to learn. So let's see what it is. Because perhaps this habit is part of a network, interacting with other parts of my life. And I get the feeling it's a network that needs fixed. So right now I'm simply going to experiment with opening my eyes more fully. And I recognize down deep that opening my eyes requires bravery. But what we can realize is that our senses are not points of reception. We are not receiving. So our minds and our emotions may have supposed that we were receiving, but our senses are actually points of creation. By looking onto the world, I give life to the world. By listening to the energetic soundscape, I actually create energies. By feeling sense experience, such as sensual experience, by feeling that, I am actually giving and creating life into the world. By feeling, I'm actually creating the world. So I will begin this rather spontaneous experiment. And through the magic of podcasting, we will time travel. I'll hang up momentarily, but I'll return immediately with the results. So I'm back. The time now, the date is around 24 hours later, and I spent the day making a conscious effort to look more, to open my eyes a bit more, and this also involved being more open to hearing and even to experiencing sensations like taste and touch. I had a number of insights. First of all, by simply letting my eyes open more fully, I perceive that I look different. I look more like someone who's about to do something instead of someone doing a lot of nothing. I also began to realize more fully how our sense perception is not a receiver, but a creator. And I see the power in looking for the good, looking to see the good. We've probably encountered people who just see the best in everybody. And they see you in the truest sense. And it really brings about the highest, truest form of ourself because this person believes. And what that person is doing, that person who is able to see the best in everyone, that person is representing heaven. That person represents heaven. And we can do this. We can see the best in everyone. We can see the beauty in everyone. And then we represent heaven. With the realization that our awareness actually creates It engages as part of the creative process of the world. This asks that we take a sense of responsibility. The people who do see the beauty in the world and who do look for the beauty, those people in history tend to have the greatest impact. And it's worth noticing what it is that we expect to see. Because what we expect will show up. This is why there is a danger with people's appetite for the depraved. There are a lot of people who expect when they turn on their television in the evening that they will get their fill of tragic scenes and stories. And in some backward way of thinking, they may believe that they're becoming informed and that there is some value in knowing all the details of some awful story. Well, what if at the time that all of these people, all of these viewers' appetite for the depraved goes away, they rise above it? What if, when no one expects or wants to see those scenes, what if then those scenes no longer need appear? I also noticed that I let myself over the past 24 hours be more willing to see myself. I can also see others. I can see what's going on with them. And we arrive brave. And I was about to say we get brave, but that would assume that it was at some time separate from us. And then I was about to replace that word with be brave, but the word be can be subject to time, as if we might be brave, and then at some point we might not be. So then we arrive at the word am. I am brave. There is in no way, at no time, a separation of me from being brave. So I say I am brave. So opening my eyes did remind me that I am brave. Well, thanks for joining me on this experiment. We'll be back together soon. Be blessed.